Oh, you hear that tune? That means it's officially springtime and the return of the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. If you're ready to reel in some springtime and summer fun, head over to Mountain Hardware and Sports with four convenient locations. Their fishing experts have great gear and know-how to get you set up for fly fishing, trolling, or spin and bait casting. If you can't make it to their stores, no worries. Shop for fishing gear and other seasonal essentials online at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Well, the Truckee River is in classic mid-spring form right now, a bit high, cold, and full of energy. Adaptability is the name of the game for fishing the Truckee. Those running heavy nymph rigs and methodically working softer banks and deep slots are finding success with larger fish. Though hatches are still sparse, trout are actively feeding subsurface on stonefly nymphs, squirmy worms, and small mayfly patterns. If you're looking to change it up, swinging small streamers on a sink tip can turn up aggressive eats, especially around dusk. Spin anglers will find the upper river more approachable with jigs or spinners in deeper runs. Patience, stealth, and heavier rigs are critical this week. Overall, the Truckee is offering rewarding fishing for those willing to match tactics to conditions. So get out there, fish smart, and enjoy the beginning of prime spring action. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are Pat's Rubber Legs 8 through 10, Squirmy Worms, Mikey Sculpin, Squala Stonefly Nymphs and Adults, Prince Sniff number 14, Micro Mayfly number 16, Hare's Ear 16, or Sculpzillas in Oliver Black. The Little Truckee River is offering some of the most technical yet rewarding fly fishing in the Truckee Tahoe region right now. Flows are around 250 CFS and the water is clear and cold. Current conditions on the Little Truckee River are tailor-made for patient, stealthy anglers. Early in the day, tightline nymphing with juju betas and zebra midges produces steady takes, particularly in deeper pools and bubble lines. As the sun climbs higher throughout the afternoon, dry fly action picks up with blue-winged olives and lingering squalls enticing surface eats. Success here demands precision. Long leaders, delicate presentations, and cautious wading are non-negotiable. Whether you're dialed into tiny midges or chasing afternoon risers, the Little Truckee is primed for you to slow down and match the moment. Pack your light tippin and small bugs. It's shaping up to be a stellar week on the Little Truckee. Some fly favorites to try while you're out on the Little Truckee this week are juju betas number 18, small San Juan worms number 14, globe bugs, squala stonefly, adult and nymph, blue-winged olives, dry and nymph, and zebra midges 20 or small streamers. Summer's on the horizon. Make sure you're grilling with the best. Stop by Mountain Hardware and Sports this weekend to check out their wide selection of grills perfect for both backyard barbecues and camping trips. Their knowledgeable staff can help you find the ideal grill for your needs. And right now, take advantage of their pre-summer grill sale on select models from all your favorite brands. Don't wait. Head over to Mountain Hardware and Sports today and get ready to kick off your best barbecue season yet. Let's head out to the lakes, where Mackinac fishing is heating up at Donner Lake. Troll large Rapalas, Lyman lures, or vertically jig around the 100-foot depth range. Productive areas include the east shore and near the boat ramp. Surface temperatures hover in the mid-40s. Rainbow trout are sporadic from shore and may improve with warming days and hopefully some stocking soon. For better action, focus efforts during low-light conditions or stormy weather. Lightline is key in Donner's clear water. Donner Lake fishes better on storm days, so if you can time it, act accordingly. Donner Lake is currently at 68% capacity. Over at Boca Reservoir, rising water levels are shaking up the fishing. Shore anglers along the dam are doing well with power bait and worms. Trollers are finding success with flashers and worms or small Rapalas, particularly along the dam and west side. The inlet area remains catch and release fly fishing only and fishes best with streamers. Watch for soft, muddy shorelines when accessing Boca Reservoir, currently at 52% capacity. The kokanee fishing is kicking off at Stampede Reservoir. Troll pink or orange hoochies behind dodgers in 25 to 40 feet of water, mainly near the dam. Kokanee are still small, about 12 inches, but the bite is steady. Trout action is good near the surface early, and fly anglers are doing well at the inlet with woolly buggers and leeches. Water temperatures are in the high 40s, warming quickly at Stampede. Ramp access is open and clear at Stampede Reservoir, which is at 89% capacity. Prosser Creek Reservoir is a great option for float tubers and kayakers where water temperatures are in the upper 40s. Trout fishing is slower as fish recover from the spawn, but the north end offers decent shore action with power bait and worms. Small streamers and nymphs under indicators are producing rainbows and a few cutthroats. Bass are starting to move into the shallow water as temperatures climb. Prosser Creek Reservoir capacity is around 61%. And over at Pyramid Lake, fishing is picking up nicely post-spawn. Folks are hooking Lahontan cutthroat trout from Pelican to Warrior Point. Best success is from ladders using midges for fly anglers, while trolling Sierra spoons, Lyman lures, and flatfish around 70 feet is working well. Mornings and evenings offer the hottest action at Pyramid Lake, which is at full capacity. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. And if you'd like to hear this report again, you can always catch it on demand at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too.